Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine and the neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are relaxed and on your lap. And softly, gently close your physical eyes. And now let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And if you can, please imagine the line finally reaches the very center of our planet. So by observing this long straight line penetrating you, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. So you can sense the space around you. Can you? Little bit ago, there was only the air around you, but now you might be able to sense something else besides the air. You can bring your consciousness in front of you. Around your right shoulders, behind neck, around left shoulder, see some kind of energy around you. This is an energy of your mind. The space around you is yours, belongs to you. And in this space, slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling, no judging. Observe your breathing. You are observing your breathing, and if you find that some irritation or some kind of emotion comes up in your mind, observe them. All of those emotions come from fear. And the fear doesn't exist. But as long as you are fighting against the fear, fear appears as your enemy and seems to exist. But once you observe all the fearful emotions and thoughts, you can't avoid recognizing they don't exist. Some kind of anger. Anger is from fear. Worry, anxiety, they are from fear. So fear doesn't exist. So observe them, and you can observe they are disappearing. Now let's start breathing with whole body, not through our nostrils or mouth, whole body. So breathe in from all directions to your body and breathe out from your whole body to all directions. Can you do that? Breathe in from all directions. Hold. And breathe out to all directions. Breathe in prana from all directions. Hold the prana. And breathe out the prana to all directions. Breathe in love and joy from all directions. And hold. All of your cells and mind state, energy field are filled with love and joy. Everything is refreshed, rejuvenated, reconstructed, recovered, refreshed, consoled, energized. and naturally automatically observe your breathing out same qualities to all directions. So again, breathe in peace and harmony and safety. Hold. And breathe out to all directions. Few more times, observe breathing in and out. In and out, both are done naturally, automatically. When you breathe in, definitely you breathe out. And you breathe out, definitely you breathe in next. So everything is just automatically, naturally done. This is a true communication, and this is what you are doing, what you've been doing, what you are doing, what you will be doing. You receive the Almighty and you give Almighty. You receive creativity and you give creativity. Exactly as others are doing. And now, slowly come back to normal breathing and relaxed. Here, in this relaxed state, slowly bring your consciousness onto the most valuable thing in your life. Can you pick up the one? What is most valuable thing in your life right now? One particular person? One particular event, what is the biggest and the heaviest thing in your mind? What is the most important thing in your life? What is the most valuable thing in your life? Well, maybe you can think of the most valuable thing and you don't have yet. You really want to get it. In next few minutes, we really want to go into the true prayer. If you pray truly, sincerely, and heartfully, the prayer definitely will be realized. It won't be failed. But if you experienced the failed prayer, you pray and nothing happened. You pray and things go opposite way and so on, and you were disappointed. If you have such kind of experience before, and I believe every one of us had such kind of experience, such a case, your prayer was not sincere at all. Meaning, you pray for two opposite things at once. For example, you like to recover from physical disease, and you pray. In this prayer, there are two things in it. One is you are definitely visualizing a healthy, perfect body, and at the same time, you visualize really weak and sick body. So you pray with fear. And as I said, fear doesn't exist. So if you pray with fear, you pray for nothing. So we really need to understand this. Only the prayer without any fear, only the prayer which just look at the reality and the truth is realized. So then we again focus on our valuable thing. What do you value? If you value something with fear, you can't keep it, you can't get it, you can't be happy with it. So now you are looking at the valuable thing. So look at this, whatever it is. Look at this until the fear disappears. So for example, you have somebody so valuable for you. You need this person. You depend on this person. You really, really love this person. And you don't want to lose this person. So lot of fear here. So how to look at this person without fear? Or you have some kind of image and dream and project you want to realize in your life. So when you think of this project, this dream, if you have the fear about the failure, you can't get it. So please look at this dream, plan, your hope, your challenge without fear. So how to look at things without fear? The important thing is to check who want to this. If your ego want to this, ego is fearful. So ego can't play anything without fear. Ego's prayer is all the time fear. So meaning ego's prayer won't be realized. Ego's prayer is realized with fear. It makes sense, right? So fear's prayer will be realized. The result is fear. So then answer is already with you. You have to do a prayer with true yourself. Perfect yourself. Perfect yourself who already have has the limitless love, can pray for limitless love, and definitely you will witness it. The peace for yourself, that's your prayer for peace, you definitely experience the peace. So now you already found your object, your valuable thing. So now let's find the true self by listening to the voice of your true self. Listen to within. The true self is within you. Holy Spirit is within you. Your guide is within you. The inspiration is within you. So listen to the voice. The voice starts like this. I'm here. I'm here with you. So listen to this voice. I'm here. I'm here with you. Wherever you go, I'm here with you. Even when you forget me, I'm with you. I'm here. So listen to the voice. The voice is in you. This voice is wisdom. This voice is almighty. This voice is limitlessness. You might be able to hear the actual voice, or you just feel some warm sensation in your chest, or feeling nothing. Everything is fine. Just realize right now this moment you are with true self. You are connecting with your wisdom. And with this wisdom, think of what your valuable value, you value, what you value. And receive the feeling and the sensation in this relationship with true yourself and this, you know, variable. Receive this feeling accept this sensation and the feeling. This is a sign that your prayer is answered or will be answered. So receive. You know, what is valuable for you belongs to you already. So we can decide that we won't chase any valueless thing anymore. We won't allow ourselves to do a prayer with ego, with fear. We do the prayer for realization for ourselves, for others. The voice in you always helps you and always shows you who you are. The perfect yourself. You are a creator. And the prayer is answered all the time. Finally, you can trust yourself. You can trust universe. You can trust God. So this is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 133. So keep the sensation of your true self. Keep the voice of true self, Holy Spirit. And whatever you think Whatever you want to judge, don't forget. True self, the guide, inspiration is here. So keep this sensation slowly. Put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you.
Now we are going to